You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to talk a little bit more about summer vacations now. A new poll from the Associated Press says that 43% of Americans won't take a vacation, and the top reason is they can't afford it. Summer is expensive, especially for parents. We asked a few listeners what they do with their kids when school is out.
My name is Brandon Smith. I'm a 42-year-old husband and father from Cleveland, Ohio. My wife and I have an 8-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter. The kids are going to a summer day camp at the local YMCA. The camp is $160 per week per child. Our kids will be attending 8 of the 10 weeks that the camp is offered. The location is very close to home, and the hours are great, 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. I wish meals were included because it's a bit expensive, but all in all, the kids have a good time and come home tired.
Figuring out what to do with your kids when you're at work isn't always easy.
My name is Carolina Hinojosa Cisneros, and I live in San Antonio, Texas.
Carolina told us that back when she was a single parent and her son was little, she'd take him to work with her.
I would have him in the back, and I was the manager, so my employees would entertain him for a little while so I could run to the front and deal with a customer. And this is how we would spend sometimes our weekends, because I had to work and I had no one. I couldn't afford childcare for him.
Now Carolina and her husband are a little better off, but sending her son to summer camp is still a challenge.
We paid for summer camp this year for a week for Boy Scouts. Luckily, he got a scholarship. Otherwise, I don't know how he would be able to attend. Now we have $10 in our bank account until the next paycheck.
We also heard from parents like Shannon Plank in Vermont, who chose to work at a school so she could have the same vacation schedule as her kids. For some advice on how parents can negotiate the summer months, we spoke with Julia Beck, founder of the It's Working Project, an organization that helps companies work with parents. She started by explaining that it's never too early in the year to start planning for summer.
The smartest solution for the summer really comes from early planning. Everything from the subsidies and the scholarships that are available, and there are a plethora of them. There's plenty to be had. You have to know where they are, which requires planning and some research, and you have to apply early. Frankly, this whole adage about, you know, summertime and living's easy, it's not accurate if you're a parent and you're working and your child is suddenly out of school. It's hard.
We heard from a lot of listeners about camps, but camps are expensive. So, you know, if you don't have several thousand dollars to set aside for camp, what do you do and how do you look?
An FSA is a great place to find this funding. You are able, again, planning, you are able to put up to $5,000 aside a year for a dependent for anything. That includes camp. So that's the first thing. The second thing is there are absolutely dollars to be had. It's just a matter of getting to the bottom of what's available.
You mentioned an FSA, and I think a lot of families or individuals really think about those flexible spending accounts as something for medical expenses or maybe for childcare, but they don't think about them for camp. How do you talk to your employer and say, wait a minute, is this something that you have that I can take advantage of?
Well, it is certainly a question you should ask. I, in my research, was speaking with an employer, big one, but Bank of America, and they actually offer a consultant to help their employees to figure out best uses. So
Wow. Not
everybody has that benefit, but it's a brilliant benefit because instead of just saying there's an FSA, good luck to you, they say there's an FSA, let's figure out what your needs are this year. It's about self-advocacy. If you do not have an employer who is helping you to use your FSA to your benefit, that is a very simple, straightforward conversation to have with HR.
I want to play some tape from another listener who told us she pays a total of about $3,200 to send two of her kids to camp for the whole summer. But she adds this one little concern on the back. Let's play that tape.
My name is Stephanie Schumacher from Ann Arbor, Michigan. The other thing that we have factored into the cost of summer camps and childcare is the post-care and the pre-care, because if you work a 9-to-5 job, most camps really don't run 9-to-5 or after that. So a lot of camps add on an additional $10 to $25 a day for post-care or pre-care.
Is that a place, these sort of extra bits around the margins, where you see families running up against walls trying to figure out, you know, can I get a grandparent to pick somebody up and hang out with them for an hour or two?
It's a huge wall, and having grandparents available is about as good as it gets in terms of having a loving face show up at the end of the day for your child. What could be better than that? The next best thing, of course, is building a community, a co-op type environment with friends and neighbors. There are also ways in which, again, back to the employer thing, there are ways in which employers actually pay for the backup care, those edges, that early and that late, so that it will at least be subsidized. So at least the dollars don't continue to tick up.
When we think about summer dollars, a big cost is food. What kind of stresses does the summer put on families that, you know, rely on free and reduced lunches or breakfast at schools?
That is a very scary, underserved market. You have children who are used to having breakfast at school and lunch at school. That's two meals a day at school that are no longer being served to them at school. There are organizations, and thank goodness for these organizations all over the country, who work very hard to make sure that these needs are met. They thrive most actually on the state and county level, but it is important that you take the time to really figure out what your options are so that you and your child are included for the season.
Let's say you're listening to this, and maybe like me, you're somebody who does things at the last minute. And I know, research, preparation, but, you know, if you're freaking out a little bit, are there good resources where you can turn, even at this moment?
There absolutely are. I'm a big fan of the YMCA camps. I think the Salvation Army, believe it or not only has day, but also overnight camps. There are a lot of places to turn to right now. Your rate might be better next year once you apply what we've talked about, but it doesn't mean you won't still get a great camp experience on that lower end of the cost spectrum. Again, it can range from $100 a week, which is not a little bit, but all the way up to $2,000 a week, you know, for a private overnight camp. So it's not too late to build a really quality summer. And let's not overlook the fun that we used to have back in the day. There is still a way to have a great deal of fun in the early evenings as a family when everybody is home together. It doesn't have to be that you provide for nonstop fun all day long. There are ways in which you can engage relatives, neighbors, the community to build experiences that are cost-free.
Julia Beck, founder of the It's Working Project, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.